and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today, I am very excited about this podcast and this topic as it's near and dear to my heart. Motherhood and Burn Bootcamp go hand in hand, and as we strive to create a culture where strong moms show up for themselves. Today, I'm pleased to sit down with Emily Breeze, a badass mom of three, personal trainer, and CrossFit athlete. As both an entrepreneur and influencer, Emily is working to reframe the definition of what fit motherhood looks like. And it may just surprise you. Social media often shows flawless images of us bouncing back and allowing us to celebrate that. But Emily is very vocal about the benefits of exercising during pregnancy, of course, under your physician's approval. And what sets her apart is a refreshingly honest approach to postpartum wellness as she candidly shares her own journey. With three pregnancies and 3 years under her belt, I'm so excited to talk all things fitness and motherhood with my guest, Emily Breeze. So welcome to the podcast.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So three under three. Tell us what life looks like right now.
Yes, three under three is everything that you can imagine it. It is exactly what you think. So it's chaotic. It's fun. It's emotional. It's draining. It's exhausting. But all in all, you know, we're just happy to get through each day.
I love how much you share on your Instagram, you know, with the Instagram community, because you're so real, but you also don't make excuses to be fit, right? And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about. Your mantra is you don't have to be fit to start, but you have to start to be fit, which I love. So talk to us a little bit about your personal journey when it relates to fitness and how it's evolved over time as you've become a parent.
Absolutely. So I have always had a background in fitness and health and wellness. And so just growing up playing sports, and that transitioned into college playing sports. And then after college, just being active, right? From running races on the weekends to getting into CrossFit and finding communities and little niches that like the same things that I did. So it's just really a lifestyle. And I love that it is something that I wake up excited to do, you know, some days more than others. And I think I just really enjoy how I feel after and even during, right? Because we're there with friends, we're there with community, or even with family. Mm-hmm. in my case. Yes, yeah. Kids. And then just that, you know, sense of accomplishment and all that, it just feels so good. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoy that.
Well, it's really about like taking that time for yourself, right? And we can get so caught up and so lost in our own priorities when we become mothers and when we're juggling, you know, careers and spouses and then three kids. Sometimes we get put to the back burner, but I'm sure you can attest to when you take care of yourself and get your me time in, even if that is with your kids, right? But it's those happy endorphins that are running. You are a better mom for it. You're probably a better wife for it, friend. I think that it's such an important message to let people know, like, it's okay to do those things that you need to do to be the best version of yourself.
Yes, it's so funny you mentioned that, because I just had a conversation with my dad about that today. And I was like, oh, 2 days in a row, I had planned on going to the gym at 5:30 in the morning. And my two youngest had a different idea, right? So they were up early and the gym got put to the back burner, but my husband and I juggled it out to where we fit in a different time during the day. And that's kind of, you have to bend and be flexible to do that, right? So whether it's another hour during your day, another class time, or it's 5 minutes in the house with the kids, you know, that kind of thing. Because I was saying, for me to be a happy mother and wife, I need that 30 minutes to an hour to sweat every day. And, you know, everybody has their own kind of version of what that workout looks like, but it's so important.
So important. And so talk to us, because again, I'm going to allude to your Instagram because it's just so real and raw. You believe in that your gym is anywhere that you are. And I love how you incorporate your kids so much into your workouts. And so it allows you to like break down that barrier of excuses of like, I can't get to the gym today, because there's always you know, something you can do at home. I know you have an at-home program that you have so many clients online following you around. So let's talk about your philosophy of don't let busy schedules be your excuse, like where your environment can be your workout.
Yes. And I try to do that on Instagram and talk about that where, let's say you're at a park with your kids, you can do some stuff on a park bench, right? You can ask the kids to join you or you can watch them play and, you know, hit some tricep dips. You can mm-hmm. do some step ups, lunges, you name it. So I like to think of the world kind of like your playground, right? And look for fun things to do and let them see you do those fun things, because 9 times out of 10, they're going to want to join you or mm-hmm. cheer you on. Mm-hmm. And that in itself kind of motivates and pushes you to be that role model.
Yeah. So what's the most interesting place that you've gotten a workout in?
Oh gosh, interesting places. Oh, I think last year I was in Canada, cold Banff, Canada, and we were on like a hiking, walking trail. I was like, let's do a workout here. It's so beautiful. It's so peaceful. And it was like icy. You're kind of dodging ice / you know, just people walking. But I like to hit up a workout anywhere from the beaches to every destination we go on to at home, you name it.
Yeah. Awesome. So tell us a little bit about when you first became pregnant. Again, I've been following you this whole time. I know that people were very vocal and almost fitness shamed you for doing like CrossFit and lifting heavy weights during that pregnancy, because I don't know what the fitness shaming is all about. I mean, I've worked out for both of my pregnancies. I'm pregnant right now with number three, working out during number three. I personally have seen the benefits of continuing my workout. What are your thoughts on that topic? Why do you think so many people are getting fitness shamed if they're deciding to have an active pregnancy?
Yeah, that whole topic really makes me sad too, because I don't understand why, you know, or we don't really shame somebody who is going to take the time to rest during mm-hmm. that time of their life. So mm-hmm. why would we shame someone who's going to work out? But I think if it's something that you have done previously and then you have
Hi,
girl,
baby.
Wants to say hi. Yes, I'm actually holding her right now. So she's just letting us know.
Hey, this is
working out.
This is real life.
Yes. People just think there was like old stereotypes, you know, that possibly said and suggested that working out while pregnant isn't safe. But if you have the clearance from your doctor, you're having a normal pregnancy, you've previously worked out, I think it's so healthy, so great to continue that mm-hmm. and just play it day by day. It doesn't have to be the exact same thing you were doing before, but just listening to your body is important.
Yeah. And I've actually read like some articles recently that, because I think the advice has always been, if you've been doing it before, you can keep doing it. But then also doctors are encouraging, even if you haven't worked out before, it's still okay to pick up some sort of a fitness routine and be active during your pregnancy. Now, that doesn't need to be, you know, learning how to lift overhead, you know, and do some squats. It can mean, you know, a lighter fitness routine. But just because you also haven't always worked out, that's okay to want to work out during your pregnancy, again, under clearance of your doctor.
Absolutely. And I think that whole term of working out gets so skewed with people, because working out is walking, right? Like walking the dog, like it's movement, it's exercise, and that can be a form of working out. And mm-hmm. I think that's another area that we tend to shame people too, right? If like somebody's not doing the kind of workout that you do or that you enjoy, it's either wrong or, you know, not good for you and that kind of thing. So I just want people to embrace movement and how important movement is, no matter what form you are doing. So
exactly. So let's shift to topics a little bit. It seems society celebrates pregnancy and bumps, but then immediately there's pressure on women to kind of hide the evidence and bounce back, which is so frustrating. And I actually fell victim to that during my first pregnancy and like postpartum area of like trying to bounce back and like get back to this body that, you know, I was before I had my baby. And it definitely damaged me mentally, right? Because I felt like, oh my God, I'm a personal trainer, so I have to like be fit, right? Like I had this pressure. I know I'm not alone. There's a lot of women that feel that pressure to like bounce back. And especially you've got the social media where people are showing their before and afters and looking, you know, so great, you know, 2 months, 3 months postpartum. But that can be really stressful on a woman, you know, with all the other things that are going on during that phase of her life. So tell us a little bit more about your philosophy on that and why it's important to really give yourself that patience and that grace. You know, you just grew a child.
Yes, because what a miracle it is to grow a baby. And then once that baby is here, the emotional task that that is, just to keep things afloat and all of the hormones going on, like, you just have to relax. You have to give yourself that grace time, and take things slow, you know, slow and steady. We've heard it a million times, always wins the race. And I think just really tuning out what everybody else is doing and focusing on you, because we're all made so differently, and just being okay with that, actually embracing it. Like, mm-hmm. I find there's so much more beauty and power in embracing the fact that we are different, and like, we don't have to have a six pack immediately. Like,
yeah,
it's so cool. Just look at your baby, smile, like, you're both healthy, and stick to the things that you know will help. So that is exercise and movement, and that is eating healthy. And all those things are also going to help your mood and your confidence, right? They're just going to make you feel good. So yeah. That's my biggest thing. And, yeah. and don't get caught up on what somebody else is doing, because how cool that we are all made so differently.
Exactly. And everybody's different, and everybody is going to lose weight at their own rate and their own pace. And your mm-hmm. body is doing what it needs to do to not only nourish you during this time, but also nourish your baby during this time.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about C-sections, because my last pregnancy ended in an emergency C-section. That was certainly different than my first pregnancy, and just that recovery was slightly different. Well, I love that you share some of the treatments that you've done. You share a lot of this on Instagram about breaking down that scar tissue that you get from your C-section scar. You know, childbirth can be scary and when things don't go as planned, but one in every three births end in a C-section right now. So I think we have a lot of listeners who just want to hear more about those treatments that you're doing and what they can do if a C-section is the way they delivered their baby. To kind of help with that recovery.
Yeah. So it's so funny, you know, prior to being pregnant, and I never really noticed the stigma with a C-section and how it creates such a discussion. But having been there three times, I just want people to know that it's so amazing. You still brought that tiny little human into this world. And yes, there's a recovery, but that road is not easy, but you know, it's fine. You'll get yeah. there, and you take it day by day. And I think, again, that goes back to that healthy foundation of good fitness, and that is going to help you big time. I don't know. The whole thing with C-sections, it's sensitive to me. It's a subject that makes me sad at sometimes, because I cannot believe, you know, people ask me all the time, but why did you choose to have a C-section? And the thing is, I don't think anybody really chooses right. to have one. You know, it's what's the best, and what your doctor thinks is the best
yep.
for you and your baby. Mm-hmm. But the treatments I have found, when I had Bly, I did not get any treatments because I wasn't aware of it. But I would get a little bit of sciatic nerve issues afterwards. And so that's kind of what drew me into getting these treatments. And then during my second pregnancy with Mercy, and then now after Liliana, and it has been so helpful, and I love them. And what we're trying to do is break down that scar tissue. So it's not like it's anything different than any other kind of scar. So if you had an ACL injury or anything like that, it would be the same kind of treatment. So you are using different techniques to break down that scar tissue so that you can move your form
yep.
is basically the same as it was before. So your movement patterns are still great.
So when did you start those treatments? Was it like 6 weeks after birth, or does it kind of just vary based on the patient?
I would probably say it varies depending on the patient, but it's also after you get that clearance from your doctor. So most people after a C-section, you do go back in for a follow-up at 4 or 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And at that time frame, your doctor is going to clear you to do things like exercise and stuff like that. And my doctor, I had asked, because he knew if it was okay to start working on that scar. And he actually, highly suggest it and recommended it because you want to break that scar tissue down, especially if you want more children and you are going to have to do another C-section.
Yeah. Would you say that if you've let time pass, but the scar does still bother you because of that scar tissue, that it's still not too late to do some of those treatments?
So when I talk with my doctor and my chiropractor, they both say, obviously, the sooner that you can get in there and get that work done, the better, but it's never too late. So, you know, you might not know that this scar could cause you pain. Like something might be bothering you 2 years from now, and it was probably related to that scar tissue and that surgery. So it's good to get in there and just break it down and get that buildup out of there mm-hmm. so that you don't have those problems.
I know a lot of our listeners will be asking, you know, you've got three kids, you're very active, you're fit and healthy, but I also know you believe a lot in balance, right? And so kind of share with us your philosophy on how you instill that in your children and how you and your husband, like even with the chaos and the busyness of life, how you guys still prioritize that active lifestyle and clean eating and all those healthy habits.
We are all about balance because otherwise, I just don't think we'd make it from day to day. It's so hard, and I don't want that extra stress added. We love to be active. That's definitely a priority. For me, it's 6 days a week. My husband's more like five. Again, that physical activity can be walking the dog, mm-hmm. hanging out at a park with your kids. It can be going to a boot camp, you name it. We do try to eat healthy. I mean, I feel better when I eat healthy, but that doesn't mean it happens all the time. If we're on vacation or if we're meeting friends out to dinner at a restaurant, if my favorite baker has a sweet that I like we're going to indulge in those things.
Right.
And I hate that I even have to use the word indulge because
yeah.
I think it has such a, like, why does it have to, it's just, we enjoyed them. Right. And yeah. then the next meal, you know, maybe if you had a really great meal of some pizza and ice cream, the next meal, maybe you balance it out with a salad and a good protein, right? And it's just constantly weaving in and out of that balance and fun. Mm-hmm. And that way there is no like, oh my gosh, I've fallen off the wagon. Let's just keep going down that hill. Or why do we have to look at food as what's good and what's bad? Like mm-hmm. it's all good. It's all nourishing us. Some things might be healthier than others and we should lean on those more times than the other.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, like I say clean eating, but I also like kind of cringe sometimes when I say that because I've had several podcasts with nutritionists and they're like, we are trying to like break that stigma of like clean eating versus like not clean eating, you know, because it puts those foods in different buckets. And then if they're not in that bucket, we feel shame for eating them or we
right.
feel like we have to punish ourselves with salad and then an extra workout. And so, like you said, it's all about the balance and just kind of listening to your body and eating what sounds good at that time, but just making sure that you're fueling yourself with the things that make you feel really good.
Right. So everything in moderation, right? Just like workouts. It's all the same thing.
She's like, Mom, come on.
I know. She can't decide if she wants to sleep or eat or, you know.
I hear you, sister. I hear you.
Right.
Well, I'll wrap this up. I've got three questions that I love to ask all of my guests. So just first thing that comes to your mind when I talk about it and ask it. Number one, with so many different health trends, what is your number one piece of advice for someone who's overwhelmed by figuring out what is right for them?
Oh, that's a good question. So with workouts and stuff, I would just stick to something that's fun. So there's like a new workout that pops up all the time or a new gym in every community. And I would just make sure it's fun. So try all the new things. And if you go in there and it doesn't fulfill you or if it doesn't make you smile and happy and want to go back, just keep it moving. Try something else. I think we all get kind of stuck and we think, oh, everybody's doing CrossFit. Mm-hmm. We have to do CrossFit, but then we don't like it. Mm-hmm. And then we don't enjoy going to the gym and then we don't go.
Yep.
And so then we're missing our workouts. So yep. No, if CrossFit's not for you, you could try the boot camp or try a Zumba or mm-hmm. try walking, you know, mm-hmm. and it's okay to keep trying till you find something that makes you happy.
Great advice. Okay, if someone were to add or eliminate one habit today, what should it be?
I think one habit that everybody should add is to wake up before anybody else in your house mm-hmm. can interrupt you and just take 10 minutes to yourself and do something that, you know, gives you gratification. So for me, it's, you know, opening up my Bible and just getting to read for a few minutes with quiet and peace. Other people, I think, like to enjoy a cup of coffee. Some people might like to scroll Instagram, right? I don't know what it is for you, but I think you should give yourself 10 to 15 minutes every morning, just you, just some quiet.
Yeah. That's so important. It's something I've learned as, you know, I have kids now. As soon as they wake up, like, the day does not stop until they go back down to sleep. So carving out that time is, like you said, it's so important to just have that moment before the day gets crazy to focus on gratitude. All right, last question, Emily. How do you keep yourself moving forward with a healthy lifestyle, even on the days that you feel unmotivated?
Oh, man, I just take one foot forward and then the next. I make sure it happens. Obviously, people say, oh, you're so positive, you're always smiling. And most of the time, sure, but there are days that I don't want to work out. There are days that I'm not in a good mood, but I know that it always makes me feel better to just keep moving forward, keep smiling, keeping happy. And you just kind of, you take that first step and
You're always happy on the other side of it, right?
You never regret the
workout.
So true.
Awesome. Well, Emily, if our listeners want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Absolutely. I would love for you guys to check me out on Instagram. So it's at Emily Breeze. And you can find me on my online workout platform as well. If you're interested, that's breezethroughfitness.com. And I would love to just connect with you guys.
Yes, and absolutely. We will link those to the show notes, guys. You can click right to her Instagram. Go give her a follow. Like I said, her feed is full of real, raw, genuine glimpse into her life with three kids and being an entrepreneur. So thanks for your time, Emily. We really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks so much. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. Guys, thanks so much for listening. That was one of my favorite podcasts just because I can relate so much to Emily. You know, she shared with us before that podcast that she was sitting down with her, you know, newborn and also getting her hair done. But then being a boss and podcasting with me, that's a true definition of multitasking. But, you know, I think the biggest takeaway for me was, you know, as I continue to go through this third pregnancy of mine, you know, to give myself a lot of grace and not to compare myself to anyone else or any previous pregnancies that I've had, and really to just be so grateful to be able to move my body, to be able to create the miracle inside, and, you know, to really own this journey of mine. So if you love this episode, you'll also love episode 109, which is with Heidi Powell. And we talk about strong is sexy. So not being afraid to, you know, build a little bit of muscle and be strong because it is very sexy. But guys, thank you as always for listening. If you are somebody that's looking for a workout program that's there to support you, you know, even support your motherhood with children, go check out burnbootcamp.com/start now. And you can sign up for our 14-day test drive. That's 14 days for free to check us out at all locations and see if Burn Boot Camp is the right fit for you. As always, come follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.kline. I'll be sharing a lot more about my journey through pregnancy and motherhood. Talk to you guys later. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.kline. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.